Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Welcome to you and all of your parts. This is Laura Lively. And by now, in the series I've been doing on the Consistent Minute Method, which you can sign up for at my website for free, I hope some things are starting to happen for you. I hope that you will start to see how important it is to connect with your parts on a daily basis. One, as a check-in so that those parts can start to recognize that you're there for them. And then the other check-ins are just to do a check-in throughout the day in a transitionary period, maybe when you're headed back from lunch or headed home, and stop and check, how am I feeling right now? So again, hope you're seeing things happen. If not, keep at it. It's a practice. Like life, parts work is a journey, not a destination. And of course, all of this work is in service of us being able to live in more self-energy. And we've touched on what self-energy feels like. You're calm, you're curious, feeling connected, feeling compassionate about self and others. And how often do you feel like that? And when you're practicing the Consistent Minute Method, you're going to get a pretty good idea of how often you do or don't have access to self-energy. One of the big reasons to pay attention to your levels of self-energy is that it helps you know when you are overly blended or when you've been hijacked by a part, because you know you don't feel like self any longer. Now, what's interesting is I'm wondering if you knew that there is a difference between overly blended and being hijacked. These are two different processes and two different responses. So I want to talk about that. When you're overly blended, you have enough self-energy to realize something is up. You recognize that that growling in your throat is a part, or that the butterflies in your stomach is a part. You're being snarky with your best friend and suddenly you realize, oops, part. But when you're overly blended, it is easier to do something about it, because you're able to tell, oh, something's going on right now. When you've been hijacked, unfortunately, then you may need to bring in a cleanup crew. So today, what we're going to talk about is what to do in both situations to help you get back to calmness, openness, curiosity, compassion, which is your natural state. You ready? So I like to call these my blend aids. If I'm overly blended and I can recognize it, well, I want to give myself kudos for that. That is progress. And I would like you to give yourself kudos too. That is progress if you can now recognize when you are overly blended. If you've been wondering what to do when you're overly blended, let's talk about that. There's a couple of things that can help you. The first one I call name that part. Call your part by its name. Hello, judgy part. The trick is to do it in a non-judgmental way. Because if you're judging the judgy part, well, hello, second part. You got a part over here judging this part. Because self-energy would not be judging its parts. It's curious about all of its parts. Even these rascally ones, the judgers, the critics, ones that want us to eat off a food plan, want us to drink too much. Self would be open about those. Another thing you can do when you recognize that you're overly blended with a part is let it know, I've got you. Let it know you see it. Remind it it's not alone. You are here with it now. Reassure it that you, with self-energy, can handle whatever is going on. Commit to checking in with it the next time you're doing your consistent minute practice. Parts want to trust you. Being there for them makes a huge difference. When they know you're there, when they know they can rely on you, they will relax. Try seeing the part differently. Maybe imagining the part you're blended with, a snarky part that just wants to bite somebody's head off or just really lay into them. Or it's just being snarky. Imagine that part sitting outside of you. Maybe imagine it around a kitchen table or a conference table, maybe on a park bench with you. The part needs to feel you there as self. And if you can help it to see it's separate from you and you are separate from it, it helps cool things down inside. Again, we're not trying to get rid of the part. Let the part know, if you can just give me a little space, it helps me see you better. It helps me get to know you better. And so imagine it just a little separate from you. Another suggestion is choose your words carefully. Change your internal dialogue, maybe even your external dialogue, and start saying, a part of me feels, as opposed to I am. A part of me feels like you're not listening to me, as opposed to you're not listening to me. A part of me feels angry, as opposed to I am so angry. Because the truth is, it is a part of you. It's a part that's upset right now. And once you start to notice this small change in your language, it helps you also recognize you are not your parts. And that is not all of who you are in your totality. I am more than my anger. I am more than my frustration. So by now, you've probably noticed, I hope anyway, that there's a common theme to all of these blend aids. Each of them provides just a bit of separation. Whether I'm saying a piece of me is angry, a part of me is angry, I'm asking them to step outside of me, letting them know, I see you, I am with you. Recognizing, oh, hello, part. There's just a touch of separation. So let's talk about what happens when it's beyond overly blended. How do you recover when a part has hijacked you? Like, and you have gone off, man, you have gone off on your significant other or a coworker or screamed at your kids. Because guys, getting hijacked is no joke. Dealing with the fallout of hijack is also no fun zone. But hey, somebody has to be an adult. So post-hijack, it is tempting to give in to your inner critic and let it rip you six ways to Sunday. You probably did something that really didn't feel good to you and quite possibly to someone else. Your shame-o-meter is off of the charts. But I can tell you that beating yourself up about it isn't going to help. And I know I've clubbed myself near to death inside and it did not change a thing. But I do know what works, what does work. So yes, the next time you feel like, oh my God, I was taken over by aliens. What the heck? Take a breath. Take a breath. First things first. Take a deep breath. Do it again. Gently notice if you do have an inner critic. If you do, acknowledge it. Yep, you're there. I see you. Yep, maybe you might be right. I probably overreacted. Yep, I've probably got some work to do now. Get some space, if you can, from that critic. Ask it, like we did with the blend aids, to give it you some space. And if it will, great. Thank it. Thank it if it will give you some space, so that you can do whatever cleanup needs to be done after you've been hijacked. And then the fourth step, after breathing, gently noticing if you've got a critic, seeing if it will give you some space, get curious about what happened. What triggered your part to take over, like leaving behind enough damage and destruction that you felt like you got hit by an F4 tornado? What happened? What was happening right before the alien invasion that took you over? So breathe, gently notice, see if you can get your inner critic to give you some space, and then get curious about what was going on, what hijacked you. But did you notice between the being overly blended and the hijacked? Curiosity and compassion with yourself works in both cases. So I hope that you found my blend aids and my suggestions for being hijacked helpful. After all, we are only human and it will happen. It happens to all of us. So thanks again for joining me today. Be sure to check out the video description below for links to some of the free resources, including the full consistent minute method course. Until next time, love to you and all your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.